This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to all of our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, male and female, that are out there coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler. And don't forget, you can find us on Twitter, at Captain's America. And you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. For our website. And joining us right now, hour number two in the program, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Time for the pledge for the second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize, ladies and gentlemen, the two words, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, the United States Attorney General, Mr. Garland, says that he could sue Texas over their new immigration order.
That's exactly right. And what it does is it allows, Governor Abbott's order allows the Texas law enforcement essentially to stop any vehicle, for example, suspected of carrying illegal immigrants in the country. The administration disagrees, the Attorney General Garland disagrees. But it's interesting too, Captain, because the Attorney General Garland said that the Governor Abbott's order would violate federal law in what he called numerous respects. And he went on to say that Texas doesn't have a right or an authority to, get this, interfere with the United States immigration enforcement. Well, wait a minute. Hold the phone. Didn't we have these sanctuary cities all during the Trump administration?
Yep.
They weren't going to enforce the immigration law and this kind of thing. They were hailed as amazing heroes. But this is a different deal because, too, Captain, we've got people, as we know, from coming across the border. They come from all points.
Basically. 160 countries so far.
That's right. But they're coming across the border, and we know that there are numerous COVID cases that are now coming into the United States.
Right.
And what is the Biden administration doing about that? It almost ceases to be an immigration problem because it becomes a public health problem. If for that reason alone they should enforce immigration law, and the Biden administration doesn't want to do that.
Yeah, and when you rate President Biden on the issues, the latest Rasmussen Reports poll, a national telephone and online survey, finds that 21% of the voters rate Joe Biden as excellent in his handling of economic issues, and another 21% rate his handling of the economy as good. 12% say Biden is doing a fair job on the economy, but 43% rate Biden's handling of the economic issues as poor. And those numbers haven't changed much since April, when 23% of the voters rated Biden as being excellent on economic issues. But violent crime now has become a major concern for the voters, as well as inflation. And they believe that President Joe Biden is doing a horrible job with each.
Well, sure. I mean, even just the idea of inflation, everybody can see quite easily that prices have gone up. Prices have gone up, and especially, Captain, inflation means that for people on fixed incomes, for one thing, that's a major, major catastrophe. But even so, you've got a Biden administration touting, and I'm just going to whisper this like President Biden did, pay them more, right? but even if you pay them more, the prices are more. I mean, it's, you know, really, I mean, it's like they're living in these bizarro universes that never seem to intersect, and they don't understand that none of this is making any sense. But unfortunately, that's where we are. But Biden's handling of crime as well, in the sense of what we see happening across the country, is going to be a major problem for voters. Because, again, they walk out their front door and they see it.
Yes, they do. And, oh, by the way, for those of you that know where I'm going to be tomorrow, I'll repeat it again. I'll be over at the Two Guys Gun Show at the Largo Event Center on 126th Street North. And they're going to have a gun simulator there, at the same simulator that the police use, the electronic device where you can test your skills out. They're going to be charging a little bit of money for it, because obviously that's a very expensive deal to have there. And you'll be able to try your luck out and see how you do. Now, we're getting ready to come up on a break here, Kyle, so I'm just going to tease the story. The 18 Republicans who sided with the Democrats as the Senate broke the filibuster to start debate on the infrastructure bill. We're going to tell you who they were when we come back from our break, folks. You need to know who these people are that are responsible for what's going on right now, because if all those Republicans in mass hadn't have done what they did, we wouldn't even be talking about this infrastructure bill, let alone this other bill that's coming along. There's two of them. There's this one for the $1 trillion, and there's another one for $3.5 trillion that's floating along. All right, we're coming right back. Kathy's going to take us to break. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, the that's a big whale. Okay. Whale. Whale. Whale.
Oh, no. Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee. That's HTM.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
And away we go. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by Mike Lindell and his MyPillow company. Now, the website that you go to for him is MyPillow.com, or you can call him at his company at 800-641-5459. That number again, 800-641-5459, because you can save a lot of money right now from Mike Lindell and his products by going to the Radio Listener Specials page that they have there. And if you click on the link for the Radio Listener Specials page, it'll ask you for a promo code on all the products you'll see there. The promo code you'll use will be Captain. Reason being is that's how you'll save your money on the products that are there. And don't forget, you can also call them at 800-641-5459. But they're going to ask you for a product code. So the product code is always Captain. Now, I've saved a lot of money on their products. And I like their products. And he's not selling anything in the big box stores anymore. Everything is coming off the internet. MyPillow.com, promo code Captain, telephone number 800-641-5459. All right, and Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Okay. So we have the senators, and you have the list of names, right?
That's right. There are 17 Republican senators that voted in order to advance this infrastructure bill to the floor. So we've got Roy Blunt of Missouri, Richard Burr of North Carolina, Shelley Moore Capito of West Virginia, Bill Cassidy of Louisiana, Susan Collins of Maine, Kevin Kramer of North Dakota, Mike Crapo of Idaho, Lindsey Graham, yes, Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, Chuck Grassley of Iowa, John Hovind, North Dakota, Mitch McConnell from Kentucky, of course, Lisa Murkowski from Alaska, Rob Portman, Ohio, James Risch, Idaho, also Mitt Romney, of course, Mitt Romney from Utah, Tom Tillis of North Carolina, and Todd Young from Indiana.
Huh. That's kind of a who's who list there, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But, of course, you know, one of the major things that was happening, too, was that, you know, you have senators like Kyrsten Sinema from Arizona saying she doesn't want to pay for a $3.5 trillion bill, which made members of the squad lash out. So they've got that going for them, I guess, in the Senate. But this is going to be a very interesting thing. The American people want infrastructure, but they don't want runaway spending or inflation.
Right, 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 right. Absolutely, positively correct. Okay, well, the CDC's new mask guidance is based on vaccine, not approval here in America. Now, what we're talking about here is the Congress, and we mentioned this yesterday, and I did a little bit more research on this. The Congress got their information and used their information on changing the policy, the congressional doctor, if you will, on a survey that was done in India, where the vaccination rate is only 15%. So their numbers wouldn't jibe with anything we're doing here when we're at about 33% or something like that of the country has been vaccinated and we're moving upward. So our numbers would be much better than theirs, but yet they chose to use that survey to change everything again.
Well, certainly, one of the reasons one might think is that they obviously want to portray something different than what it really is. And you get to the dramatics of, we're going to arrest you if you don't have your mask on in the House side, or any guests or staff or members, you know, they're going to get arrested. It becomes this big thing, right? And it's, again, instead of taking the approach that the American people, I think, expect, and that is, a practical approach is to, because of these extra cases that are coming along and this kind of thing. But unfortunately, Captain, does the House of Representatives really all have to wear masks? Is that going to really send the right message? Or does it tell people, uh-oh, you know, things aren't going to be good? You know, I mean, they're really playing with people's outlook here.
Well, the arrest order got put in the back burner. Almost as fast as it was put out there, it created such a stink. And then the congressmen, quite a few of them, well over 100, marched into the central part where the dome is in the Capitol and did a little protest.
Well, that's exactly right. Because, again, and that was dramatics, you know, fighting the initial dramatics of the whole announcement. But and to a great degree, I think that the American people would support it in the sense that, wait a minute, no, you can't keep overstepping here. The American people are ready to do whatever they really need to do to be safe. They want their families to be safe, for example. But at the same time, it continues to appear that Democrat lawmakers and Democrat government officials seem to be using this again as a way to say, shut up, don't ask any questions, and do what we tell you. That's not the American way.
Yeah, it's not the American way. And, oh, by the way, when you talk about the American way is not what we're seeing across the country right now, is it?
Well, no, unfortunately, we're especially with what's happening with crime. And not just the more shoplifting that we've seen, for example, in San Francisco, they're having a double of a time with people coming into the stores like CVS pharmacies and just loading up stuff and walking out the front door. It's completely unprecedented. But then you also have, and again here in California, there was a crime in Corona, California at a movie theater where somebody decided they were going to shoot two people in a movie theater. They weren't found until after the movie was done, and unfortunately a young girl was killed, just a high school graduate who had all started up at the college over the last year, and her friend, who's now clinging to life, a young boy, about 18 or 19 years old. And this is starting to happen, and people are saying, this is, we're losing our way here.
Well, here's your double standard from our pairs, our pals, the Dems, from David Horowitz. He said, six times the media credited masks with stopping a pandemic that then spread even more.
Right. Right. Well, because a lot of people asking the question, none of this stuff really did the trick before, so now we're going to go back to the same old stuff. And the point as well, when the president's out there trying to say, go get vaccinated, and at the same time telling you, well, you still need to wear a mask though, because you probably get it again or something. It's not funny, but it's so confusing, and you know, the messaging is terrible.
Yeah.
This is a failure on the Biden administration.
And here's one for you to go figure. The Biden administration has sent back 27 Cubans who escaped the oppressive regime while releasing 50,000 migrants from elsewhere around the world into the United States without any court dates.
Again, here we have the kind of incongruous actions to say we're in a pandemic, we're going to go mask everybody, this has to happen, but we're not going to worry about the thousands upon thousands of people coming across the border. Unfortunately, a large percentage likely have COVID-19 or the Delta variant or something else variant of the COVID-19, and they act like it's just not happening. In fact, it's what they want. It just makes no sense.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's what they want, but you're right. It does not make any sense. By the way, in an ad backing California's Governor Gavin Newsom, Elizabeth Warren is claiming that the Trump Republicans are abusing the recall process. Really?
Well, this is their tactic now. They're trying to persuade.
Yeah, but who's running the election? It's the Democrats. You're in a Democratic state.
Well, that's right. Exactly. Well, because somehow, I guess all the horrible Trump Republicans got on enough signatures in order to trigger the recall.
Big deal. They're not running the recall election.
Well, precisely. Precisely right. But they're simply trying to portray the recall as Trump Republicans who stormed the Capitol on January 6th. They're trying to do the same thing in California, et cetera, et cetera. And that it shows that they're really scared, Captain.
Okay. Hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And don't forget, this program is all about we the people. And we are all about what we can do to keep America great. And we're going to do that. Hang on. We'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden is setting up protocols for government workers as the Delta variant of the coronavirus surges in some parts of the country. Federal workers will have a choice. either get vaccinated or continue social distancing, masking up, and following travel restrictions. You also have to get a test in your nose twice a week. Biden said his administration is taking steps to apply the same standard to federal contractors.
Want to do business with the federal government? Get your workers vaccinated.
He's also asking the Defense Department to look into how and when service members get their vaccine.
Our troops serve in places throughout the world, many where vaccination rates are low and disease is prevalent.
He said the government will reimburse private employers who give paid time off to workers who are getting vaccinated during work. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. Cut through the red tape.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. And this portion of the program brought to you by our folks at Geico.com. That's Geico Insurance, and I've been with them going on over 18 years. I've never had a problem with them. I'm very happy with them. They save me money, just like they say they're going to. I do comparison shopping to make sure that my rates are low. And all you got to do is go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Tell them you're driving a car or truck, whatever it might happen to be. They'll give you a comparison quote on that. Also, if you have a motorcycle or an ATV, a boat, or an RV, they'll give you insurance for that. And you might want to consider putting this on your homeowners or renter's insurance or condo insurance policy, getting a nice cost comparison there to see what it is that they can do for you, because you would be surprised. And when you do that, you put the bundle together, is what they call it, with your property or your apartment or your condo, and then you wind up saving even more money. So go to Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, and don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That's what's going to save you the money. All righty, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, in looking at everything that's going along here, Senator Ted Cruz said that the latest mask guidance is merely pure politics. Mandates for Americans, but not for illegal aliens. And he called them aliens, I might add.
Well, right, yeah, well, he'll get, vilified for that.
Yeah, Facebook police or Twitter or somebody will call him on the carpet.
Yeah, well, yeah, and he's talking about illegal aliens, but the other day, didn't Joe Biden mention those aliens?
Yes.
I think he meant, like, space aliens
yes.
or something, and it seemed a little weird when he said it, but at any rate, yes, there is this is political theater that's happening. And again, because people are saying to themselves, hey, I went and got vaccinated, but everybody's got to wear a mask, and so they're taking this ball and running with it, basically, at the CDC.
So some Democratic senator, I still don't know who it was, got upset. He yelled, he says, I'm not going to play those games with you, when he was asked if the U.S. border was secure.
Well, it's actually Democrat senator from Michigan, Senator Gary Peters. He was being asked, actually, by CNS News if the border was secure. And he basically responded, he said, yes, we're certainly making every effort to make sure that it is. And there was a follow-up. They said, well, and is it? In other words, is the border secure? And Senator Peters said, how do you define that? Yeah, I'm not going to play that game with you. So, yeah, well, I think it's pretty easy to define what a secure border means. Certainly what we're seeing, on our screens is not secure. And so, again, it's the kind of weaseling out of it by saying we're making every effort to make sure that it's secure when they're really not.
Well, you're right. You're right. And Senator Rand Paul also came out and said, make no mistake about it, the January 6th show trials are going to threaten all of us.
Right, yeah. I think, was it Ron Paul? Yes, it does, to a great degree, it does threaten all of us because... it's a one-sided story, and it's a story that's already been written for the most part. It's going to play out with these hearings and so forth, but it's not really a search. It's not a fact-finding mission. Otherwise, there would be bipartisan, truly bipartisan. We'd also be asking questions about what did Nancy Pelosi know and when did she know it?
Okay, now you're ready for a laugh?
Yep.
Joe Biden yesterday said there were three reasons he ran for president, but he only listed two before changing the subject.
Well, that sounds like Uncle Joe. I mean, if he had done all three reasons, people might start asking, hey, what's wrong with Joe Biden?
Well, I want to know what the third reason is. I didn't hear the first two, but I'd want to hear the third one.
Yes, exactly right.
So I could make all the money I possibly could with my son raking up. Well, anyway. Now,
back in the campaign, he would tell the story that, well, he got mad at President Trump at some point and then decided he's running for president. That's it, kind of a thing. That's one of the main stories he would tell, that he would tell a lot.
Now, the U.S. and China have been wrangling over the COVID origins at the United Nations after the United States complained that China is not cooperating with the U.N. inspectors that are trying to get in there and find out more information about the Wuhan lab.
Yeah, and wouldn't you think that if this was a bat, at the wet market or some other animal of some sort, that China would be more than willing, especially if they want to be a major player on the world stage, and be accepted as such and continue doing what they do and so forth. You would think that they would welcome this kind of thing, but yet the very fact that it's been stonewalled, and don't you think, Captain, it's been so very long that, any real evidence is going to be so hard to come by?
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
But the thrust of the evidence of what we know already seems to go in that direction with the Wuhan virology lab and the people getting sick and all this. All of a sudden, it starts up. It just seems to be all fits together to a great degree.
Now we have a situation here in my backyard. It's the Florida 13th Congressional District, and once again. One of the candidates, the announced candidates, Ms. Luna, came out and threw, there was a story about her. You saw the story, right?
I believe so, yes. She's been talking about she's feels threatened and this kind of thing.
Well, she's saying that threats were made against her, and she's blamed not only one of the people that's no longer in the race, but also two other people, one that's in and one that isn't, and they haven't said a word, and I happen to know that for, in one particular person's case, a fact, okay? And it's like this one person is trying to draw attention upon herself, this Luna character, and everybody's scratching their head going, you know, what, we turn the loonies loose?
Right, exactly. Exactly right.
Yeah. And, of course, the Democrats are sitting back and being quiet watching this because to the victor belongs the spoils. Charlie Crist is the perennial, forever silver-tongued devil. He's going to run for governor. He may or may not get that nomination. We'll see. But this is just unbelievable that we've got this going on. And, of course, there's other people that have gotten involved in this, but they're saying, no, it's not true. The police department has failed to act on anything because of the complaint that was filed. They said there's nothing that they can determine was said or done that was even close to what the accusations were being made by Ms. Luna.
Right. Well, exactly. And of course, you know, accusations are taken very seriously, and that's why it was investigated. Exactly.
Yeah, so I don't know what's going to happen, but the national media is watching this right now.
Yes, exactly. Well, again, now, isn't this one of those seats, Captain, that could change to Republican, basically?
That's
right?
Absolutely why they're watching it, because it is a seat that could likely change to Republican. They only need five. They only need five.
That's exactly right. And can you imagine how things are going in this country and the Democrats doing actually more, you know, hey, let's have this big, huge infrastructure bill. Let's do more spending, more stimulus. All this
more
stuff.
Spending is a bad sign, and I'm going to tell you why. It appears there's a basic agreement between congressional Republicans and the Biden administration about the $1 trillion infrastructure bill, and there shouldn't be at all. Our baseline for spending is already at historic highs, plus there's several COVID relief bills adding up to several trillion dollars, and there's still money sitting around for that. Now, it's becoming clear that what financial economist Rob Arnott said, the meeting of the minds on all of this, he said, my core political principles are really simple. It's personal liberty, economic freedom, respect for the Constitution, and limited government for 2020. I don't know which party showed respect for any four of them. And he says it's a bad sign for the future. The American fiscal freight train has discarded its own brake lever.
Yes, it does seem to be going out of control. And in fact, Captain, with the Fed deciding not to touch interest rates at this point, that may come back to bite us pretty soon, because it may be too late to raise rates and not be able to watch out for ongoing inflation, possible recession.
Yes, yes, and yes. And hold that thought. And folks, we're coming back with the second Truckers Highway and Byway Report. We're going to look and see if anything has changed. Very good possibility there has, just looking at this briefly. And don't go anywhere, because I'm coming back.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
You betcha. Thank you very much, Don and Don, up there at Carrollton, Georgia, for doing that. And it's a little bit warm up here by their house today. Temperatures are going to be nearing 100 degrees. But then again, that's Georgia in the summertime. Wow. Okay, the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, brought to you by your friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Make sure you pull on in there and grab yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee on us. Tell them you were listening to Captain's America Third Watch, and I said you could get a cup of coffee. But the other thing is, join the Drivers Club while you're there. Go right over to the kiosk that's there at the Pilot or Flying J and join the Drivers Club. It doesn't cost a cent to do that. You'll get points for the fuel you buy, points for the food you buy, points for the supplies you buy in the trucker store, and it all adds up. All right, here we go. Bob Seger night. Bob Seger number 2. Let's get a little old-time rock and roll. singer and a Silver Bullet fan, old-time rock and roll. Kyle, how old was that song?
Well, that actually goes back to 1978, and Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band, of course, their great album called Stranger in Town. That also had Hollywood Nights on it, as well as still the same, you know, big Bob Seger hits.
Yeah, absolutely. And then when I looked up what I wanted to play tonight, it right away popped up like 25 top tens.
Yep.
So he had a bunch of them. Okay, here we go. Monsoonal activity will elevate the potential for flash flooding impacts, especially in complex terrain burn scars in urban areas across much of the Southwest and Intermountain West, along with the Central and Southern Rockies into next week. Now, it's going to be very hot. Those conditions will cover much of the interior Northwest, South Central, and Southeastern portions of the continental United States all through the weekend. And we do have a little bit of storm activity that's kicked up since the last hour in Kentucky. We'll tell you about that after Kyle tells you what's going on out west.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, out west we continue to watch these flash flood watches that are still with us, especially in the state of Colorado, southern Colorado, Telluride, Durango, up through Grand Junction, over towards Denver and Fort Collins, where they've got air quality alerts continuing in that area. The flash flood watches go up towards Laramie as well along I-80, so be careful of that. Now, through Arizona and Flagstaff, also down towards Tucson, most of southern Arizona, up through Kingman, Arizona, through Las Vegas, Nevada, and also part of eastern central California. This is going to be going up Highway 395. If you're in that area, you could be in flash flood watch area, as well as if you continue on up towards Reno and Carson City. Air quality alert continues over most of the state of Montana. Excessive heat warnings near Spokane and Coeur d'Alene. More flash flood watches down in the southeastern Oregon, and expire weather warnings continue in the area, of course, where the Bootleg Fire is continuing to burn in southern Oregon.
Well, we got some poor air quality in the entire state of Minnesota again tonight, and most of the state of Iowa tonight, and a little bit of the south, let's see, the northwestern corner of Illinois tonight, so be advised of that. Now, we do have a high heat advisory warning for the southeastern corner of Nebraska, for the eastern half of Kansas, including Kansas City, where the temperatures will be well over 100 degrees today. The eastern half and southern part of Oklahoma tonight, all of Arkansas, the western third of Missouri, to include I-44 all the way to Fort Leonard Wood, and then the eastern third of Texas coming out of the Metroplex up on I-30 going into Arkansas, and I-20 going all the way across to Florence, South Carolina, all the way across over there, high heat warning. Now, the temperatures are going to be extremely high and over the top in Mississippi along I-20. You're right, on I-20 will be very warm, temperatures in the 100-plus area, and then we got a little bit of rain tonight that's up developed right now up in the mountains of South Carolina and North Carolina, so be advised of that. A shower just passed through there. And then we also have some weather tonight, some stormy weather and some flood warnings, if you will, in the southeastern part of Kentucky. Coming up I-75 out of Tennessee, you're going to run right into it, and if you're on I-64, you'll catch it going back and forth that way, and it's around Lexington in that area right now, so be advised of that. And Kyle, that kind of pretty much takes care of it, so tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow in the weekend edition.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, everybody, and we appreciate him. And we're going to go right from Kyle Warren over to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Again, her website is FoundersCode.com. And good morning to you.
Good morning.
All right. Tell you what, you can't make this stuff up. And what's going on around the countryside? The masks and the vaccines and the unions, the largest union, one of the largest unions, federal unions, the post office union, has come back and said, now, wait a minute, not so fast there, Joe. We don't want mandatory masks we don't want mandatory vaccinations. You might want to consider who you're dealing with here, 2.7 million employees.
Well, that's not the only one.
Right.
SEIU
yep.
is the other one.
Yep.
So they've already come out and said, not so fast.
So he's between a rock and a hard place here, and I don't know what he's going to do, really, and I don't think he knows what he's going to do, really.
No, I don't either.
Well, wait a minute. I do know what he's going to do. Are you ready for this? I'm ready for this. Listen to this. Here's what he's going to do.
And anyway,
and if we don't
drive an 18-wheeler, man.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I wish.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome. I got to.
He's going to go drive an 18-wheeler.
Yeah, that's right after he gets arrested by trying to rescue Nelson Mandela. And,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, dealing with Corn Pop in the chain because he managed a bunch of bad dudes.
No,
you know,
and whatever the guy's name was, the little guy that he had to fight with the chain and all that.
Yeah, Corn Pop.
Yeah, Corn Pop. Well, anyway, some things are just too good to forget. And that's going to live forever, that one there. The truck drivers are even going, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? I'd love to see him try to double clutch 80,000 pounds behind you.
Yeah. I don't think he's ever even been in a cab of an 18-wheeler.
Well, he has. He rode 530. That's how it all got started. He rode 536 miles. That was his experience in an 18-wheeler when he first got elected senator because they were changing the hours of service and he wanted to know what was going on. All right, hold that thought. Going to break. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com right after the top of the hour news. We'll be back. Don't go nowhere. I shall return.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.